regular council meeting, it's Monday, June 8th, 2015, 7:00 PM.
June 8th, 2015, regular fellow city council meeting. Would you all please rise for a short prayer, and I'll lead everyone in the pledge of allegiance. Father in heaven, we thank you for your blessing upon this city and this government and this community and its people. We're going to commemorate certain events tonight, and we're just thankful for those who made good decisions years ago that are still affecting us today. And we just want to honor those people, and we want to honor the work that the people here are doing tonight. And I just pray you give us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen. Pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. We'll go right to our agenda tonight. 1.3 is roll call, and I see that all council members are present. Moving on to item 1.4, citizen input. This is a section of the fellow city council meeting where the public has an opportunity to speak to and address the fellow city council. If you'd like to be recognized, please raise your hand, and I will call you to the microphone, and you'll have up to 5 minutes. We'll start with the first scheduled one. We have scheduled and unscheduled, so the first scheduled one tonight is Lori Kent. Lori Kent, would you, you had some information you wanted to bring to the council.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to come tonight and talk just a little bit to you. I represent the Adams County Fair Board, and I'm basically tonight talking about the fair and rodeo parade that we're going to have here on the 19th of September. And what we're looking to do is to make you aware of kind of what we're wanting to do, very similar to last year, but also, but get input from you to see what we can do to make the parade even better, and so that's my main reason for being here. We wanted to start the parade out like we did last year a little bit and have some bed races down here in front of City Hall. We heard some pros and cons on that, and so I'm here to take any suggestions or comments back.
Lori, we certainly appreciate everything that the fair and rodeo does for our community during that time, and council, just want to ask, did you guys have any suggestions tonight, or would, if you don't have any tonight, maybe you could think about it, and do you, maybe you could give us your phone number so that we could have, you know.
Yeah, my cell phone is 989-2582. We have about three chairmen that's over this. Janice Malott's one, and Janelle Anderson, and Debbie Howarth, and we have about three or four more on the committee. But this is a thing that I think that we need to keep up going as far as a tradition here in Old Fellow, and we want to make it the best that there is. One comment I might have is we've been hearing a little bit from citizen input saying that they think that Old Fellow should have the 4th of July parade more on the theme for the, like they've done in the past, honoring those in the military and this and that, and maybe not have it so much like a parade like the fair and the rodeo parade, but that's only comments that I've heard from other people, so anyway. That's
I know in the past that Old Fellow used to have a lot of floats that would come, and then when the Junior Miss program discontinued for a period of time, we kind of fell out of the rotation because part of the agreement is you have to take your float to their city's celebration in order for them to reciprocate.
Yeah.
And so now that we have the Cinderella carriage, do you anticipate that we're going to start getting more and more other communities?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, That's all I have unless there's a question.
Counsel, any suggestions? Okay. Well, we have your number, and as we think of ideas, we'll pass them along.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And then, yes, would you please step to the microphone and state your name and address for the record?
Sure. My name is Lynn Marticelli. I'll have to spell that for you, but L-Y-N-N-E, and Marticelli is M-A-R, T as in Tom, U-S-C, like the college, E-L-L-I. I've had to do that once or twice. My address is 901 South Steel Road, here in Othello. And though I'm just here as a concerned mom, yesterday was the first day that took my stepson, we went to the pool. And in years past, when we've gone with either all the kids, one or two of the kids, I have four total between my fiance and myself, we've always taken in a cooler and had sandwiches for the kids, juice boxes or water bottles and whatnot, and they were able to swim, and we'd come back, and, you know, they come and they'd eat their sandwich or, you know, whatnot, and then for a little treat, we'd let them get something, you know, there at the pool. And to my surprise yesterday, it was pointed out, Jared's like, look, we can't bring our own, you know, food or water in here. And I'm like, what? So we went in, and I was floored, mainly because people sitting around me that were going to the snack bar to buy things, just listening to them, they would come back like spoon tacos, is that what y'all call them? And the thing with the Fritos and all that stuff. Families on each side of me, they all went and got them, and literally it was like a two-year-old took their hands and picked up like maybe four or five, you know, Fritos and put it in and put their hand in again and put, you know, a couple more in there and then just a little bit of the toppings and that's it. I don't even know if they're like what the price was, but I work concessions for Little League, and by God, you know, you get that piled on there for, you know, what you pay, and it's going to be very difficult to, you know, pay to come into the pool and then have to spend money, more money than, you know, budgeted in to have to get something for the kids to eat. I like it much better bringing in, you know, the sandwiches and healthy snacks and let them junk out once from the pool. But pretty much that's what they have there is junk. And I don't want my kids, you know, living, you know, eating, going there every day and then having to spend more money to get, you know, crap. I would like to see that be changed and let people like me or families like me be able to bring our cooler in. I don't know if garbage is a problem, because if there is, by what I saw yesterday while I was there with garbage all over the place, shouldn't really make a difference. Because there was just garbage and wrappers and just everywhere from, you know, families and kids that are dropped off there by themselves. I just don't understand how that change came about. You know, it's going to be, instead of a fun day to go to the pool, it's going to be, okay, you know, we can go, but we can't get anything to eat. Y'all are going to have to wait because I'm not going to spend, you know, we can't afford to spend, you know, $2-3 for a hot dog and, you know, a bottle of water or whatever, and where before I can bring in, you know, the cooler and, you know, we can have our snacks that way and spend the whole day at the pool instead of having to either cut back on the lot of time we're there, or just go, y'all can't eat, and then, you know, go back home and feed them again. And then, I don't know, if you go back, do you have to repay again, or, you know, do they stamp you?
They stamp your hand.
But I don't know, I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like hearing people that were around me complaining about it. And luckily, we had just ate before we picked up my mother-in-law, and so, you know, Jarrett was fine. He was having a blast in the pool, but looking at all these families around me, you know, digging through their wallets, trying to come up with, you know, money to send, you know, their child to get, you know, whatever it was that they came back with. I don't know. It's just, it's supposed to be you know, family time, and, you know, that was what we did for, we'd have, when my fiance would have his day off from work, we spent it at the pool. We got there when they opened, and we left when it closed, and we had our, you know, cooler, we had our snacks in it, we picked everything up, threw everything away, and the kids were happy getting a snow cone or something, you know, when we were done as a little treat, and it made it more enjoyable for us. We got to, you know, have fun and spend the whole day together, not everybody, you know, doing this or that. So,
Lynn, appreciate your comments. I think I'm going to have Wade respond.
Yeah, this is the first I've heard of the trash thing or the portion, so I can't respond to that at this point, but we can look
into
that.
Yeah, I know y'all, I mean, they just opened on Saturday.
Right, so, but to your other comments about no food in there, Molly and I have discussed this today, as a matter of fact, because we got another concern from one of our citizens. Mm-hmm. And so we have three options, basically, Council. We can continue with the policy, maybe amp up the food thing and that sort of thing. We have to remember that the pool is a loss for the city.
Yeah.
Which, and it's a service. So we can make the snack bar part of that service then. We can allow people to bring in food and just have that as a service, understanding that it'll continue to be a loss, mm-hmm. just more of a loss. And that's one option. So two options, leave it the way it is, continue, no food, no drink, do that. Or we can shut it down completely and install vending machines with, mm-hmm. you know, chips and candy bars and sodas and water and stuff and that. One thing to keep in mind is, yes, you can't have a stamp for your kids, mm-hmm. and there's, of course, the park is right there to go out and do that. So if we continue this year with that, which we probably should because we've already hired the people, mm-hmm. and we can't really stop that right now.
Yeah.
But so those are our options, and that's the options for council. Are those?
Well, and also, if you wanted to take your kids out into the park and have the snacks out there, mm-hmm. the pool is open 2 hours later this year. It's
yes.
open from 12 to 7, so you have plenty of time if you wanted to go out and have a picnic in the park and come back in.
Mm-hmm.
You would just get your hand stamped and just go out and come back in.
But y'all sold food last year, correct? And the year before, you guys have always had snacks.
Well, the policy was actually put into place last year, and they were telling people last year that they were letting them bring the food in at the beginning of the year, but as they got towards the end, they were cutting down and telling them, you know, here's the policy, and this is coming, the change is coming. So I know that they were telling everybody.
Hmm. I was never told once, but yeah, I don't know. Just like I said, from what I saw, what I've heard, and
right. So that's what I'm trying to relate to you. In fact, I replied to another citizen today via email. Pretty much what I just told you
mm-hmm.
is those are options. You know, we can, if we make the decision as a council to continue as a service, then with no attempt to try and pay for itself,
mm-hmm.
we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can just shut it down completely, or we can continue with the policy the way it is, and that's the option for the, you know, the council will have to consider,
mm-hmm.
probably not tonight, but as we move forward, is mm-hmm. provide them more information, because we just got this today.
Yeah.
And so I like to provide them with complete information as far as numbers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we appreciate those concerns, especially with correction to the food portions and that sort of thing, and trash.
Yeah.
We'll address that immediately.
Yeah, because, I mean, really, for kids in Othello, we don't have much of anything here.
And that was brought to our attention, too.
Yeah, it's the bowling alley, and, you know, that came back, and then, you know, now that it's summertime, it's the pool.
Yeah.
And just
for the record, you know, people are allowed to bring their own water bottles in, and they can refill at the fountain, or I guess, Paul, you said they could go to the snack bar itself and have them refill with water from the spigot there, whatever they would like to do. So
mm-hmm.
we're trying to make some compromises. And Molly, you have anything to add to what I just said? Okay.
Would it be possible to look into getting some maybe healthier choices, just even, you know, apples, oranges, having them on hand at the snack bar?
I'm sure we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that as well. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, for your immediate, like you said, Lynn, you still have the opportunity to go in and out,
mm-hmm.
and so you could leave your cooler in your car, and then when you guys want to, you know, have a picnic,
mm-hmm.
you can go into the park, have your picnic, and then come back, and then go back into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's still available to you,
mm-hmm.
so that you can't get shut out and still have to pay money to buy this stuff. You're not forced to.
Yeah.
So that would at least give you the option, and let the city, as we go through the rest of this year, and part of the budget process this year is going to be to analyze the different services that the city provides, and if there's a change, then the council committee and the council will study that, will get in citizen input, and then when we'll make a determination is probably what the best thing is, and if there's some changes that need to be made, we'll make them. Okay?
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much. Is there any other citizen input tonight? Please raise your hand and I'll recognize you. Okay. We'll move on to item two, approval of agenda. This time I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion made and seconded to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item number three, consent agenda. At this time, I entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
Make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Current business. Item 4.1, oath of office. This time, I'd like to call forward new police officer Seth Smith, or Seth Carlson, I'm sorry, Seth, and his wife, Jackie. I'm gonna read a short biography and information about you, and then administer an oath of office, and then the police chief's gonna say a few words, your wife is gonna pin your new pin on you, and then you'll have an opportunity to say a few words too, okay? So Seth started his career with the United States Marine Corps in 1995. From 1999 to 2013, he worked for various law enforcement agencies, with his most recent being the Adams County Sheriff's Office. And he worked there from 2014 until he was hired by the Othello Police Department June 1st, 2015, that's this year. Officer Carlson has a wide variety of law enforcement training and certifications. Officer Carlson is married, and he has to his wife Jackie, or Jacqueline, and they have two beautiful children in the audience. And they're wondering why Daddy and Mommy are up here. So if you would please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington and laws and the Charter and ordinances of the City of Othello, Washington, and abide by the law and abide by the Enforcement Code of Ethics as adopted by the Othello Police Department. That I will faithfully and honestly and impartially perform and discharge the duties of a police officer during my continuance as such. So help me God. Congratulations. Yes, thank you. And at this time, I think we'll sign this oath of office.
Now we're going to ask his wife to come up and actually pin his badge. That is something that's rather new tradition for this department. As a Marine, I think he's experienced that before. Probably a little blood, right?
Yes.
So we ask that the wife not bloody them up too much. So thanks. Go ahead. You have anything to say?
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. It's an honor to be here. I'm grateful. I'm excited to serve the citizens of Othello and to work under such strong leadership as the chief and the sergeants. It's a privilege. So I just want to say thank you, and I'm grateful to have my family here. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what he didn't say was he started running. So he started June 1st, and he hit the ground running. I think he was patrolling on his own the first day, or at least by the second day. So he's, because he came from Adams County, he already knows the area, and he actually lives here. So we did well. Thank you.
Moving on to item 4.2, City Hall and Othello Police Department mortgage burning ceremony. I would like to, first of all, recognize and have you please stand former City Council member Everett Cole. Former City Council member Dale Wyman. And former City Council member Leonard Lyons. Thank you, gentlemen, for appearing here tonight. I just want to say what you started 20 years ago, we're about to finish. Everett asked me if, when I told him we were tonight that we're having the ceremony, if we were going to burn the mortgage and were we going to burn the City Hall, which one was it going to be? And I said, we're going to keep the City Hall, but we will burn the mortgage. So thank you, gentlemen, for appearing. I just wanted you guys to be recognized for the decisions that you've made 20 years ago, and we just made our last payment. So you can be seated now. In 1995, the Othello City Council committed themselves to $2.25 million in non-voted GO bonds for the construction of a new municipal center, which was the City Hall and Law Enforcement, which is our Othello Police Department, Ordinance 945. Funds came from the Utility Tax Fund and General Fund, which was their intention to retire the debt. So in 1995, they made a payment of $62,770, and the very last payment, annual payment of $184,230 was just paid last week. Can you go back to the first picture, please? There. That, where we're sitting now, was the original City Hall. And if you guys are interested, if you want to come to the microphone and make some descriptions about some of these pictures, I want to welcome you to do that if you like. If you don't, we'll just muse from up here. Gentlemen?
John Lee, the mayor, it's easier to call you John. Mm-hmm. For the people that wasn't here, if you look to the right, that building now sits to the back, and that's where the police department was at. And it was about a third of the size that they needed. Where the windows was at was the offices. The part that sticks out was kind of the City Hall chamber. To the left was the library. It was built at three different times, so the electricity, when it was turned on in the library, would shut off in the City Hall. The furnaces were stacked underneath the old City Hall, three in a row. Of course, the oldest one was the deepest in, so when you had troubles, that's one that quit. So you had to pull the front tube out. And that was some of the basic reasons that, at least for myself, that we said let's tear it down and start over with something that served the community for a long time.
I see that the airplane, the T, what is it, the T?
T-33.
The T-33 was located there at City Hall. And I was a city council member when we attended council meetings in that council chambers years ago. But one of the things I think was evident to this group was that, as Dale pointed out, it was time for a change. And it was time to move into the new century, because we were rapidly approaching that in 1995. And so, let's go to the next picture. Can you blow that up just a little bit? There at the bottom, Stan. There we go. And then highlight everybody in that picture and pull them up. There we go. Okay, so on the left was Mayor Milo Hershey. The next gentleman over, I believe, is Leonard Lyon. The next gentleman over is at Everett. Then Dale in his suit and tie. Lieutenant Bob Hampton. Teresa Potter was the finance officer of the city at that time. The next two gals, Debbie believes they were of the junior miss, or and then Rex Mather was the city administrator with the sunglasses there on the right. But that's the groundbreaking ceremony. They had the red, white, and blue ribbons on all the shovels, and that's when you can see the post office there in the background on the left. And the Sloan Insurance Building there in the background on the right. They must have been facing east. Okay. Then, of course, architectural drawings, engineering studies, a lot of effort brought forth amidst a bunch of controversy in the community, because they didn't think we needed to spend $2.25 million, I think, wasn't. If you guys recall, it was very controversial at the time, but nevertheless, plans were going forward, and the footings were poured, and where they were out. That's a picture of the footings. Next. Then looking across the street to the Potter Drug, the former Potter Drug building. More of the project began to take shape. And then walls were put up. Framing took place. Elaborate roof structure was designed and built. As you can see, it continued on. It began to take shape of what it is now. Here's the dais as they were putting this together right here for the city council. Dale, did you have any comments about any of that?
Jim Gilbert built the...
built this dais? And then that's the picture of the new city hall. This is the U.S. Bank statement that we made our last payment June 1st of $184,230, and that is the last payment on the City Hall. And with that, I would like to convene the meeting out to the front of the City Hall, and we're going to burn the mortgage. So, Council, and let's move to item 4.3, Concrete Drive Water Main Extension Project Acceptance. Tonight we have with us City Engineer Larry Julius.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. On January 12th of this year, the city awarded the Concrete Drive Water Main Extension Project to POW Contracting of Pasco, Washington in the amount of $108,857.78. The contractor has completed the work in compliance with the contract documents, and staff is recommending that the City Council accept the project as complete. Retainage currently being withheld is $5,386.22. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
And the $116,000 plus there, that is the total project cost, that includes the change order that we had for 14-6?
Yep, that was a change order. It also included all of the quantities. There were a number of quantities that were under the estimate, and it also includes sales tax.
So that is why we were over the $108,000?
Yes.
Okay.
They were under the estimate, but over the original bid?
Because of the change order.
Okay, so staff recommends the City Council acceptable concrete drive water main extension project as complete, with total project cost of $116,018.26. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Council? We'll get a motion, and then if you want further discussion, we'll do that. So at this time, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any, we have motion made and second. Is there any further discussion on this pay estimate? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
The next item is 4.4, change order number 2 for well number 9 project.
Yes. Because of the concerns over the stability of the 16-inch diameter hole, open hole, below the steel casing within well number 9, and what effect this may have on the equipment, piping, bowl assemblies, etc., installed or to be installed within well number 9, the city elected to install a slotted liner to take advantage of the water-bearing zones that were present in well 9 that were found during the drilling. The liner is constructed of 446 feet of 14-inch OD stainless steel wire-wrapped screen and 199 feet of 14-inch OD A53B blank steel pipe. So in the areas where there were no water-bearing zones, they put blank pipe in at a lesser cost. The screened intervals line up with the water-bearing zones found in well number 9, while the blank steel pipe intervals line up with the non-water-bearing zones. The amount of this change order without sales tax is $167,561.21. And staff is recommending the council approve this change order number 2 and authorize the mayor to sign it.
Okay. Council?
Just a couple questions. This is casing pipe, and it's 14-inch OD. That's outside diameter. What's the inside diameter?
I believe I have that. Inside diameter, 13.05 inch.
Okay, what size of column pipe?
That you'll have to talk to staff about. I'm not sure what's going to be designed in there.
There's not much clearance there if it's a 10-inch column pipe. Is it 10 or 8-inch column pipe?
I don't know if that's been determined yet.
We'll get you that information.
Okay. Well, what size was the hole drilled at?
16-inch.
16-inch,
yeah.
All the way down?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going with a 14-inch liner?
Right.
Why?
Because that's what the contractor figured would fit in there and not bind up and give them any problems. Had to be a little smaller diameter, and the size of the liners available with the 16-inch hole, the 14-inch was the nominal size available, from what I understand.
Just somewhat limiting. If you go with the 10-inch column pipe, you're going to have a extreme amount of difficulty trying to put in a probe tube alongside the column pipe. When you come up to the top, you're going to be pinched off pretty bad. That's all right.
Okay. Is there any other questions, Counselor? This is what's recommended by our engineering firm.
Snyder.
And by Snyder. So, at this time, I'd entertain a motion for authorizing the mayor to pay this $167,561.21 without sales tax, change order number 2 on well number 9.
Make that motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion made and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion?
Are we still under the engineer estimate on the project, or does that put us above?
Puts us above by about $82,500. From the amount of the bid. I should clarify mm-hmm. that. Because the bid came in substantially under.
Okay, that's just $82,000 above the bid, not above the engineering estimate.
I'm sorry, let me back up. I looked at the wrong column. I apologize. It is $82,000 under the estimate from before the bid opening.
Okay.
And that's just basically due because of putting the screening in
yep.
instead of the pipe. Because I'm sitting here looking at all the different depths that the screening is in to take advantage of all the different
water bearing.
Do you think that'll make a significant increase in what we could get out of that well?
It should. There were a number of water-bearing zones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only one we really couldn't take advantage of was what they call the thief zone because of the Department of Ecology. And I think things that Kelly found out in talking with Ecology.
No, actually, that's not right. Ecology backed off of that.
Oh, they did.
We're taking advantage of every zone.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
And I noticed the highest one's highest. 418 feet. So what's the static level of that well still?
Static was right around 50 feet.
Right around 50 feet.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any further questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Item 4.5, well number 9, project acceptance.
Thank you. On May 12th of 2014, the city awarded the drilling well number 9 project to Schneider Water Services of St. Paul, Oregon, in the amount of $417,796.30. The contractor has completed the work in compliance with the contract documents, and staff is recommending the City Council accept the project as complete. The final bid amount, or final construction amount with sales tax, is $668,403.52. And that does include the change order that was just approved.
So the well house is built, it's all done right now? It's complete? Or is there still work to be done?
I'll defer to Terry.
So that portion of the project is complete. That's what we're.
Yes.
That's what we would
yes.
not the rest of the not above the ground stuff. Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
This included exploratory drilling. It included mm-hmm. a lot of other items that
yeah.
we decided to do to make sure that we were getting the best hole we yeah. could get.
Where we went a little deeper than right. anticipated.
And so, it also includes the casing costs
right.
in that total.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty good deal.
Okay. So at this time, I would entertain a motion to accept drilling well number 9 project as complete.
Make that motion.
Second. Any further discussion? Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
We have
another. Before you leave, where do we stand on the construction drawings for the pump house, for the well?
Oh, we're not involved in that, so I don't.
You're not?
No.
So is your involvement in the well number 9 project completed now?
We need to get the change order back to the contractor, let them know that the well report is okay to send in, and as far as I know, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
I understand we have an estimate, or I mean an amendment. Is it Kurt or is Jesse going to?
So sorry this got added at the last minute. John, you were just asking about the pump station design. That is what the statement is for. And I don't know if you've had a chance to go through it because it was added at the last minute, but I can answer any questions you might have on it.
Do you have a drawing of the design?
This is actually to get us under contract to start the design.
Okay.
So what's been done so far is you've drilled the well, you've laid the transmission main into town, and now we need to design the well pump, the motor controls for that well pump, and the building that encloses it. So that's what this amendment is for us to go ahead and design that for you, and then assist you with the bidding services and the construction oversight.
Thank you, Jesse.
If I am reading this correctly, the amendment to the owner engineering agreement is you're asking for $250,000 in engineering costs to put together the pump house.
And it's not just the design, it's also the construction oversight services to go along with that.
Bear with me, I'm reading through all this.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Now, within your task description, your construction inspections, are you going to be paying then for all of the compaction testing, all of the site inspection work, you're getting all the permitting? Is that what you're...
So
your
we don't have any permit assistance in here because the permitting is largely city permits. So was there a specific element you were thinking of,
John? Well, there'd be a county building permit, for one. But under your construction engineering and management and your construction inspection stuff, is that just for your services to oversee the construction of the building?
Construction of the building, yeah, and installation of the well pump.
Okay, so when you make your presentation on the 3rd, will you have a full scope of what those items will be?
Inspection specifically, or?
All items within 1 through 8.
Yeah, so.
Of your summary.
The main main thing in this whole design is to deliver it as quickly as possible. And so that first, we're talking about schedule here now, this meeting that we're talking about on the 3rd, the 9th, I'll deliver it on the 3rd, have a meeting on the 9th. The pump station is going to have several items that will take a long time to order, mainly the pump and the motor controls for it. So this meeting on the 9th is to go over what we come up with in that package so that the city can then take it to Schneider to get a quote for that work. And once those things are ordered, parallel to that, we'll be designing the pump station building and that sort of that thing all together. So the idea being that hopefully the equipment arrives just as the building's up, ready to install the pump, rather than packaging everything together and you lose a few weeks on having the design fully complete on the building side of things, as opposed to just being able to order the equipment up front, get that ball rolling. So the meeting here on the 9th is going to be specifically for the pump and motor controls. And our intent is also to have like 50% drawings at that point of the pump station. So like I said, those two tracks on the design are going to be running parallel. The building and stuff won't be complete designed at that point. It'll be partially designed. But we'll have the pump and motor controls at a point where, assuming the city doesn't have an issue with what we bring, can be taken to Schneider for quotes.
Well, you say take it to Schneider for quotes. We're going to buy the pump from Schneider. We're going to specify what kind of pump we want from him and where we want our bowl set, what we're buying from Schneider, because Schneider is going to be the guy we're going to buy the pump, right?
And one of the things we were, I guess, coordinating with Wade and Kelly on, your legal counsel on, were what the city is allowed to do under the emergency declaration that you made for this water project. And so that's why you are able, instead of going out for bids, okay, to go directly to them.
He's perfectly qualified. He's a good contractor in regard to that. Okay, so you're going to buy the pump. Once you decided what kind of pump you're going to buy to get the water that you want to get, then you're going to buy everything else, the motor control center, the MCC, the VFD, all of that stuff is going to be directly related to the size of the pump that you've decided to get and what you're going to be putting out. So you'll go out for bid to electrical contractors for that?
So the idea would be to have Schneider provide all of that, the motor control center, the pump, all of those things that work together, like you say, because the pump has a direct relationship to the motor control center. And I guess one of the things we were huddling on before was whether or not Schneider could be the general contractor for the whole project. And the advantage of that being, not only then are they supplying, the mechanical equipment, but they're also responsible for all the other elements of the building and electrical all working together, yeah, as opposed to having two different contractors. If there's issues where those things meet up, there tends to be the finger pointing of, oh, it's your pump's fault, oh no, it's because of the way you laid out the building and the piping doesn't line up. If you can have one person responsible for all of it, it decreases that finger pointing. So that's how we want to approach it.
I've only got one question, and this is for legal, because I want to make sure we're still covered under the emergency portion of this, because I know we declared the emergency for well 9. We needed to get it in the ground quick, and we got the line. The first bid or the first stage of it was the line and stuff, but
yeah, actually before the meeting I went back and reviewed the resolution that council had entered, and it is very broad in scope. Looking at the resolution, item 2 says, because an emergency exists under the laws of the state of Washington, the statutory bid requirements are waived for the completion of well number 9. And then the final part of the resolution states that the council authorized the city administrator with emergency authority to enter into a contract to complete all work on well number 9 that is necessary to make it initially operable. So the council did word the resolution broadly, so my opinion that we're still within the scope of the emergency authority.
Okay, great.
If not more so now than even then.
Well, correct. Now we have, of course, the statewide drought that's been ordered. Actually, the governor ordered a state of emergency in that regard. So certainly the exigency that existed then is just even more so now.
So just, I need a little higher elevation view here on this. The budget on this project was 2.7 million, what was it, in that ballpark?
I think it's 2.6 on the top end.
Okay, so we just declared that the drilling part of it for 668,000 is complete. Does that also include the cost of the transmission?
Yep.
So all of that is done. So we've spent 260.
So we just have the well house.
I'm not sure that includes the cost of the transmission, man.
You've got about what?
No.
Because I don't know, but I think that's just for the well drilling contract.
Go ahead, Terry. What?
Do you have another cost for your transmission line that you laid out there too?
And how much was that?
So we've got about 1.2 to 1.3 million into it right now.
Okay.
At this point in time.
Right.
So now we just have the equipment and the house.
Right. And the engineering cost. So this 250,000 is Varela's engineering cost to design the system that we need.
And oversee the construction.
Wow. Okay. I get it. It seems like a lot of money to me, but I get it.
It is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you're saying that.
it's a big water supply project.
Yeah, it is.
Wonder.
And we want it to work right.
Yeah, we do.
I just wonder, without holding this up in any, there's a lot of things I'd like to ask and a lot of questions I have. And I've been told that this is not the forum to ask them. I was really wondering if we could have a committee meeting on the Water Sewer Committee meeting, and because this is the first time I've seen this document, and this is the first time you guys have presented this to us, I'd like to review it in committee.
Sure.
And ask some questions and get to the bottom of some of these costs.
Yeah.
And exactly what they're going to, include.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you my opinion about any of it right now. I would like to have the opportunity to discuss that in a committee. Okay.
Sure. I hesitated to put this on the agenda tonight because of that, but as we looked at the schedule this afternoon on how long it's going to take to get this stuff, I thought, well, every week we delay letting them go forward with starting this, going without authorization from the council to start the work. There's another 2 weeks we're going to delay and keep going. And of course, we're going to be outside this year's water thing. But I was making a judgment call that if we just continue and continue, next thing we know will be the next year still messing with this thing. But I definitely respect your concern on this. But that's the reason that why I wanted to get this before council tonight, was to get going, give them the authorization. The amendment to the contract, the authorization to do this, and that's what we're doing tonight, is asking council to give them the, approve the amendment to proceed forward with doing work for the city, to proceed forward with getting the well perfected.
Because our next meeting is in 2 weeks, and we're already anticipating that it won't be completed till the beginning of August.
No,
and that was the thing when we went over the schedule. Is
further over out?
Yeah, we're basically into November, and.
So then what's the purpose of hurrying it?
Well, that is a valid question, actually. But it's, the thing we were huddling on before was whether or not there were, that estimate in November includes more of a conventional process in getting bids and everything. But I guess I still think that's an aggressive schedule. And so if council wants to take longer, you can. I know that the city staff feels the urgency of the supply thing because they're having wells, well pumps go down on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's true that you won't get this one up for this busy season, but I just think everyone on the staff feels the urgency of, like, I want this now because I'm feeling the weight of these water supply shortages hanging over my head. So, and we are fine with whatever the council wants to do, but we're trying to respond to what we understand from city staff that, like, this is an urgent project that needs to get done. So,
Well, if that's the case, then without going into committee and holding things up, I would be comfortable in approving a certain amount of this work to be done. It's an estimated budget for professional services. And we could pick item 1 through 4 and approve that of value. The other items for the construction phase of it, when once you've presented the plans and got everything together to go out for bid or whatever, we could maybe talk about that in committee.
Yeah, and the key elements being what you just said, John, as far as the...
We won't delay anything, we won't put anything off. I mean, everything up through bidding services to, so that we can continue to go out and keep going. But as far as the other stuff, the oversight for construction and inspection and drawings of record that would be completed after the job was done, so that the city had those are things that we could discuss in committee maybe, and you can provide me with.
That seems like a good compromise. Is that acceptable to you, Jesse and Kurt?
Sure, and just
always go items 1 through 5.
Just to, that is definitely fine, John, if you want to talk about this.
Isn't this contract, it's an estimation, so we could go into committee and discuss it, and if there was any changes, it could always be brought back to council, and if we approved it tonight, so that they can get moving.
I think that's what you're saying.
Not having the construction phase services approved doesn't prevent us from moving ahead with design.
Design first, then construction.
Yeah, but she is also correct too. It's like you can do an amendment. You can do an amendment later, also. So you can approve the whole thing tonight, or and then amend it later, or you can approve part of it and
there was any
authorize the rest later.
Okay, council, which do you want to do?
So we could approve the whole thing, and then if there's any questions in committee, we can go back and amend it.
Isn't that, it's an estimate, and if he, if they can do it for less, then we benefit. But okay, fine.
I'll make the motion to approve the proposed amendment to the owner engineer contractor with Varela and Associates for the Well 9 pump station.
I'll second that.
The motion has been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion or questions of Jesse? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And so that committee meeting that we're talking about, we can still do that and get you the information you want, John. So,
thank you. If we have any concerns, we
can get back. Item 4.7 is the renewal of the facility use agreement for Othello Seniors Center Farmers Market. Molly, you have a report.
I do. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Representatives of the Othello Senior Center, the current president, Roy Dodge, has contacted staff and would like to renew the facility use agreement for Pioneer Park in order to have the Othello Senior Center sponsored farmers market. The dates for the farmers market would be every Saturday beginning July 4th, and it would run until Saturday, October 24th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And so in order to do so, the Senior Center and representatives of the Senior Center agree that they would continue to operate the farmers market in accordance with the Small Farm and Direct Marketing Handbook, which we have required in all past agreements with them for use of the facility, as well as pay the $200 special event fee for use of Pioneer Park. And so with that special event fee helps to offset some of the costs for the additional garbage containers in the park, as well as additional landfill costs for each day of the farmers market. So with that, I just request the council approve the request and facility use agreement with the Othello Senior Center.
Let me add one thing before you ask the question. Varela and Associates is looking really hard right now at an engineering for the permanent farmer's market.
Yay!
They're actually taking action as opposed to, he's left now, a previous engineering firm who couldn't get off a dime, but Kurt told me today he's already made some progress in that, so we'll look for that next season. In the interim, we're doing this.
Okay.
Thank you, Wade.
Council, you have any questions of Molly? Thank you, Molly. At this time, I entertain a motion to renew our facility use agreement with the Othello Senior Center.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried, yeah. Everybody said aye.
And in addition, I just have two updates for the council that were not on the agenda. I just wanted to make you aware of where we're at with both of them. We did hear from representatives of Bustos Media and Yakima regarding the Dia de la Raza event that they were planning to have in Lyons Park on July 19th, and they have since decided that they will no longer have that event in the park. So I know council approved having it, but it will not be there on July 19th. So I wanted to make council aware of that. And also, an update on the skate park. Our city engineers, Rowell and Associates, and Kurt Holland have worked very hard on our construction documents for the skate park. They have been sent to Spawn Ranch, and we are awaiting their comment and any changes that they would like to make to those contract documents. And we are requesting that they turn those in by next Friday so we can get that to bid as soon as possible. So if the council has any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
So are we still on track for time-wise for the opening of the skate park? Because they were talking mid...
4th of July isn't going to happen.
No, well, I know 4th of July, but they were talking mid-July. Where do we know where we're at that with that?
We haven't even gone to bid.
No.
Yeah.
We'll be lucky to be done by September.
From what I understand, I believe it was a 3 to 4 week bid process and then 6 to 8 week construction process.
At the end of August.
Somewhere around there.
September. Labor Day.
Yeah.
We have a Labor Day party.
Yeah, perfect. For all their labor. It's perfect.
All right, we have a... no?
We didn't
vote on anything.
We voted on... She was just updating us.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So, if the council has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. If not,
keep getting lost.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 4.8 is a cleanup item clarifying the city clerk and finance officer's duties and roles. Debbie, were you going to address the council?
So we have proposed two separate ordinances tonight, and they include moving the utility billing process from the clerk's position into the finance department. We added in the clerk's duties that I am the official public records officer, and we changed the auditing officer for expenses from the clerk's department into the finance department. So we have two ordinances. The first one is an ordinance amending OMC 2.09.030 that changes my job description and municipal code. And then we have another ordinance amending OMC 2.11.040, which changes the job descriptions and the finance officer's duties. We do ask for two separate motions for tonight, one to adopt the first one, consideration to adopt the first one, and then consideration to adopt the second one.
Thank you, Debbie. My understanding, this is a cleanup, Kelly, and we'll clarify.
Yeah, that's my understanding as well.
Okay, thank you. Council, any questions? This time I'd entertain a motion to adopt the amendment to OMC 2.09, titled City Clerk. Thank you. The motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Second motion is OMC regarding amending OMC 2.11. I entertain a motion to amend that.
I'll second.
Motion has been made by Ken Johnson, seconded by Gina Doro. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Is there any unfinished business before the council? there any new business before the city council tonight? Yes, Terry.
We'll say something. Yes. We met with the Water Sewer Committee, and I kind of briefed them on a little bit of Well 6. Currently, Well 6 went down 10 minutes after it was up and pumping, and it was pumping good, and then it made a noise, and it went down. We didn't know what it was at the time. I'd gotten a phone call from Mr. Johnson and seeing things coming back out of the hole, so he kind of was excited about that, but we all are. But Well 6, we either broke a shaft or broke a cup, or we didn't know. We couldn't see down there, so Snyder jumped on it and pulled it, and we found a broken coupler at 300 feet. Clean break. We checked the coupler above it and two below it, and we found no breaks or cracks or stresses in that those couplers at all. So we've reversed the process. The bushings were fine. Everything went back. Currently, this morning we were 130 feet of pipe left on the ground, and as of 4 o'clock today, that well head is back up and the motor's on. They'll tie the electrical in tomorrow, and fingers crossed we'll fire it up for water. So currently, right now in reservoir 4 at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we were 66.6 feet of water. Reservoir 3, we're 74.1. McCain's is drawing about 68 gallons per minute, and Simplot's drawing about 1,400. Currently where they've been for the last 2-3 weeks. So with a little luck tomorrow, we'll run it to waste, dial it in, and we're going to run it for a couple of weeks here before we pull on 3 and take the vibration out of 3. So that's kind of all I have for you at this time.
How long do you have to run 6 before we could start supplying that water to the system?
We'll run it to waste and get things ironed out there, but we'll have to slug it and put some chlorine into it, and we'll have to flush that to make sure we get rid of everything cleared out of that before we can take it back to you and then throw it to the system. So it'll be a little bit. So but we're gonna try and do it like we did 3, slug it real hard, pump it to waste, get a clear sample on it, and then throw it to the system. We've got enough residual in the system right now, one point to 2 point something, that we should be fine. But we're gonna be cautious, and we're gonna put about 100 pounds in it and cook it for a little bit, and then pump it, clean it out.
So the broken coupler, was that existing equipment that was in there? That was that?
Nope,
part
that's
of
the, that's the new coupler.
That was part, so it wasn't our dime that paid for that.
I haven't got anything back currently from Chris, but I'm at this time. I'm gonna say no, but that's. I haven't heard from him yet, so.
Well, I know Duncan's happy about all this work lately.
Yeah, yep. I had a new pair of shoes on today, so.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, that's all I have, unless council's got some more.
Just, I was talking to Dan earlier today, and I knew exactly what you were saying. Should we run 3 to failure?
I wouldn't.
Should we consider running 3 to failure, knowing that 3 is bad? It's going to be, something's going to happen to it. The only reason I say that is because if it runs to failure, it's just probably going to be a shaft breaking or something like that again, and it'll just be sitting there spinning. And once it goes down, then we can pull it and put new shafts in. And
it has a pretty good wobble to it.
Yeah.
We did put all new bushings in that guy, and the spiders are in good shape, and we did some motor work to that. So I would suggest that we run 6 for 2-3 weeks and get this thing up and going, and then pull 3 before we did any more damage to it. It's going to take them a couple weeks here to pull all the shafts together to change. The cost that we've got into it now, I'd suggest that we do it before we have any other considerable damage to it.
Okay.
That's my take on it at this time.
Okay. So the plan would be to replace all the shafts in 3.
It's got 2 shafts. Let's see, there's 6-7 on the ground. So we ordered up the rest of the shafts to reshaft that when we pulled it out.
And if you put them all in new, then they'll bend all the same direction. And
that's the key right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll take out the vibration.
Correct. Exactly.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
The mayor does have one announcement. Tomorrow night is one of the premier social events of the city's calendar in the annual Lions Dinner and Auction, starting at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. And city council is invited. Our city administrator, Wade Ferris, has tickets. He already hit me up this morning, so don't be offended if he hits you guys up again after the meeting. With that, council also received April department head reports and 7.1 on our agenda. And then item 8, we're going to go into executive session to discuss potential litigation. If the staff could please prepare the council chambers. Kelly, how long do you anticipate?
Oh, 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay. And no further action will be taken. Yep. All right. Can you hear me? No? Testing, testing. Can you hear me? In the machine, can you hear me? It's on?
It's on.
Okay, there we go. All right, it's 8:22 p.m. Having no further business to come before the Othello City Council, I'm going to adjourn the meeting.